This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, I want to be the queen of my house. Dear Stephen Shirley, I worked as a flight attendant for years. I met my husband on an international flight, and it was his last trip before he retired. Our first date was at his home. He lives in what I call the country, but he doesn't see it that way. He has lots of land, and his family lives around him. The street is named after his great-grandfather, who worked on the railroad and saved up to buy the property. I love that for his family, but what I don't love is how close their homes are to ours, specifically his mom's. His mom is very sweet and she means well, but she's always doing something for us. She buys our groceries and waters our plants weekly. She gets a kick out of it, so I don't want to steal her joy. But that means that I have to use whatever brand she buys, and I don't always like what she buys. Many Sunday afternoons, my husband and I have to entertain her when she comes over and wants to play Scrabble or Uno. I get it. It's his mom, and she's not getting any younger. I can't say anything because she grew up in the house that I'm living in. She cried when I tore out the old kitchen and renovated most of the house. My husband gave me props for how I handle his mom, but the other day, we got into a shouting match over who was the queen of the house. His mom said to me that she would always be the queen of the castle, and my husband agreed with her. That was basically giving her free rein over what goes on in my home. Not even 3 days later, his mom said her grandniece and her two kids are coming to visit and staying with us. This woman has a four-bedroom house, so why can't they stay with her? Is my mother-in-law taking us for granted, or am I being a brat for complaining? Well, I mean, you're absolutely not being a brat. I mean, you're being what you are, this man's wife, first of all, who should be number one to him, and yes, the queen of the house. Not his mom, who has her own house. I mean, there should be no question about that. But this mama's boy has put you in this position by going against you and siding with his mom in front of you. His mom should know better. No, I take that back. Wait a minute. His mom does know better, but she just had to flex and show you that she has the power, because other than ruling over her son, she has no life. Your mother-in-law is manipulative in that regard, and the only way to stop this is for you guys to get a place of your own, not land that has been in your husband's family for years. I know that's not going to happen. You know, you've already renovated the house and all of that. The sad part is that I don't see your husband agreeing to moving. I know that's not going to happen. So he's not going to go anywhere. You guys are going to try and have to find a way to live with this woman or move. Those are your only two choices. Steve?
You know, this letter's a little weird to me. She says, I want to be the queen of my house, right? Mm-hmm. I worked as a flight attendant for years. I met my husband on an international flight, and it was his last trip before he retired. Our first date was at his home. He lived in what I call the country, but he doesn't see it that way. He has lots of land and his family that lives around him. She never mentioned when they got married. She just said, It's kind of a weird way to start the letter. You know, I worked as a flight attendant for years. I met my husband on an international flight. How long did y'all date? Because had you all dated any period of time, you would have known this was a mama's boy, and you would have known about this family situation all around this land. But you act like all of this is a surprise to you.
Yeah.
And that's what's throwing us off here with you. He lives in what I'd call the country, but he don't see it that way. Okay. Well, he got lots of land and his family lives around him. The street is named after his great-grandfather who worked on the railroad and saved up to buy the property.
He's not going
to. I love that for his family. But what I don't love is how close their homes are to ours. Well, see, they was close to his house before you got married. See, all this was in place before you got married. Especially his mom's. His mom is very sweet and she means well, but she's always doing something for us. She buys our groceries and waters our plants weekly. She gets a kick out of it, so I don't want to steal her joy. But that means that I have to use whatever brand she buys, and I don't always like what she buys. Okay, now I know what's happening now.
What is she buying?
Them old, that old-ass food.
What?
That Wonder Bread, white Wonder Bread. Just coming in there with that white Wonder Bread, that Domino sugar. Coming in there and ain't no sweet and low. Coming in there, got some sweet and low. Keep your weight down. Causes cancer. She still got them little packs of sweet and low at the house. Mm-hmm. You know, she buying that stuff, you know, that stuff just say jam. Ain't no Smuckers or, you know,
Welch's.
Nothing like that. No, just jam.
Jam.
No, she in there. She buy them paper towels that just got paper towel on it. Ain't no name. They don't absorb nothing. They don't tear. The perforated edges don't work. You can't ever tear a clean sheet off. You just using inferior products.
Yeah, she doesn't like it.
You in here, you using Fab detergent. Tide got them new pods you can put in your washing.
Mm-hmm.
No, you still using washing powder.
The powder.
You ain't even got no liquid kind. You still punching that hole in the top of it, pulling washing powder down in there.
You still have that?
No, she do. Because her old ass mama done found all this stuff down at the dollar store.
Hang on, Steve. Yeah. Hang on.
Your tuna fish ain't Star Kiss. It's just tuna.
We'll have part two of your
tuna
response
in water
coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I want to be the queen of my house. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I want to be the queen of my house.
Yeah, but he lived, you married this guy and live out in the country and his family live all around him. Mm-hmm. Now, you married him anyway, so you knew the family was close by, and now you acting surprised about it, including his mom, who's a really sweet person, but she likes to do stuff for y'all. She grocery shop for y'all and she water the plants every day. Now, you can't wonder why them plants are doing so good. That's because she put sweet and low in the water.
Oh.
And them plants are just thriving. You don't even know what's wrong. Your plants is good and unhealthy. And what she mad about is she buys whatever brand she buys, and I don't always like what she buys. I know you don't. But you're going to have to learn how to cook some of this stuff. I know you don't really care for potted meat, but damn it, that's what her old ass is buying. Because old people buy old ass products. I know you don't really know why this meat is in this can with this key on it, but that's what Spam been doing.
Spam.
And you and then now she done cut it up in cubes. She done showed you how to fix this stuff so you can quit complaining. Because you can slice it, you can barbecue it, you can put it in cubes.
Barbecue.
You know, this is the stuff you getting that you getting. You know, you still drinking. She done bought it. She done bought a six pack of RC Cola. Where the hell she find RC Cola at? Your old ass mama is out here about to drive y'all crazy. And then many afternoons, my husband and I got to entertain her when she come over and wants to play Scrabble or Uno. Damn, mama. I get it. This is mom and she's not getting any younger. I can't say anything because she grew up in the house I'm living in. And then she cried when I tore out the old kitchen and renovated most of the house. Yeah. Now, my husband has given me props for how I handle his mom, but the other day, we got into a shouting match over who was the queen of the house. Now, when she cried when you tore up the kitchen, she wanted the kitchen to stay the same. She cried when you tore it out. Well, you renovated. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the problem.
Go ahead.
This is the house that she grew up in.
Yeah, she's memory.
See, our granddaddy bought this house.
It's sentimental.
So she grew up in that house. Now, see, you crazy for moving in that old ass house. I would never move in there. You might as well be living in Amityville Horror. I'm not living in this old ass house. Sink.
What's wrong with the sink?
Sink to one speaking. You ain't even got a farm. You ain't even got the kitchen with the two sink with the two halves on it.
A double.
You just
sink,
got one sink. You got a well pump on the handle. I'm not living in this ragged ass house, man.
But she renovated it.
Yeah, but see, now the mama in there crying. And so they get into a big shouting match because
over who was
the queen of the house. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And his mom said to me that she was always be the queen of the castle. And my husband agreed with her.
Wow.
That was basically giving her free reign over what goes on in my home.
Yeah.
Now, even 3 days later, his mom said her grandniece and her two kids are coming to visit and staying with us.
Mm.
This woman has a 4-bedroom house, so why can't they stay with her? You don't even know this girl. I'd have shut that down.
Yeah.
Is my mother-in-law taking us for granted, or am I being a brat for complaining? No, you're not being a brat for complaining. She can be the queen of the castle, but she got that 4-bedroom house. That's where she the queen of the castle.
Yes.
She ain't the queen over here no more. It's new queen in town. And your husband should understand that. But you're married to a mama's boy.
Yeah. Definitely.
Married to a mama's boy. Mm-hmm. So now you got to deal with that. There's nothing wrong with being good to your mama. I give you one of the best examples I've ever seen. Tommy. Tommy is good to his mama, man.
He really is.
But Tommy ain't no mama's boy, though.
No, we can't say that about
him. No, that ain't what he is.
Mm-mm.
But not.
But he loves his mother. Let me ask you this. What is the difference between a mama's boy and a son who loves his mother?
Well, but a not, son who you know loves what I'm saying, but it's not a take mama's care boy. Of her and do things for her and make sure she's well cared for and will make her happy.
Mm-hmm.
A mama's boy will allow the mama to direct his path in life with all his relationships in his current home.
Yeah.
And a mama's boy will allow his mother to disrespect the wife or the girlfriend.
There you go.
The wife is first at all times.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's a mama's boy. When you will allow your mama to disrespect your girl and all that, hey, mama, hold up. No, that ain't
you
cool.
Can't do
just
that.
My wife.
Yeah.
And most mothers understand that.
They do.
And the ones that don't want to understand that are taking full advantage of it because she going to prove to this woman that I'm still that cat's meow. And you're not.
That is true. Yeah.
The old ass mountain lion, your days has come, you damn near out of here. Don't nobody play Scrabble no more, so. Damn it, I always hated Scrabble. I tell you, every time I put a word down, they go, that ain't no word challenge. I lose all my points on challenges. God can't say it.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram.
Man,
and Facebook.
If I get that Q with that 10 points on it, I'm going to throw it back in the pile. And I can't spell nothing with a Q.
Nothing with Q. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.